Breakfast Foods January Sweepstakes. You can enter daily to increase your chances to win. All you need to enter is today's secret code. And to get that, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll text it right back to you. That's right. Simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll send the secret code word back to you along with a link to the sweepstakes page. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This marks our 67th year in Walla Walla. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. What does that mean to you? It means we've lasted because we've treated you, our customers, in a fair and honest and consistent manner for 67 long years. We offer great Buicks and GMCs, new and used cars, service parts, and a body shop, all designed to keep you coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Tri-City Prep Jaguars Home Gymnasium here in Pasco, Washington. We're talking boys basketball now. We've got the DeSales boys to my left. It's on courtside in the forest green uniforms with the black numbers and the Vegas gold trim. The Tri-City Prep Jaguars in the home white uniforms with Vegas gold numbers trimmed in royal blue. Tri-City Prep boys, 6-1 in the conference, 11-1-1 on the season. Their only loss to Kittitas, the defending state champions. And Tri-City Prep is the number 8 ranked team in the state in the RPI. And they are a formidable opponent. They beat the Irish boys 59-35 on December 15th at DeSales, and the Irish were never in that game. DeSales was missing two starters, Fisher Miedema, still not back with the from the broken leg during the football season, and Connor Leahy, but they wouldn't have made a ton of difference, I don't think. The Jaguars just all over the Irish, outplayed them from start to finish, and not quite like the girls just did in their game, but the Jaguar boys didn't take the foot off the gas pedal as they ripped the Irish boys on their home floor 59-35. So let's see what kind of pride the Irish boys come out of out into the first quarter in this ball game on the road. The Sales boys have some momentum going. They've won 3 in a row. They're 4-3 in the conference. They've built their record up to 6-6. They are currently in fourth place in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference. A big weekend of games. Tri-City Prep, the second place team. Liberty Christian, tomorrow's opponent, the third place team. Irish boys trying to man up, so to speak, and play with a very good Tri-City Prep Jaguar team. We'll take a closer look at how both teams have played lately and a look at the lineups when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Hey Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
I don't know. He was He was in. We played in Mountain Field, Oregon. I'm Mike Spees. John Lethko. You too. Father Tucker. We're back live. Father Tuckerman, is that what you said? Father Tuckerman. I just got introduced to Father Tuckerman. We're wondering where Father Kuttner is. Father David Kuttner was part of the DeSales staff last school year. He's in Pasco now. He showed up in Milton Freewater on Tuesday, but no Father Kuttner sighting here in Pasco tonight. His hometown right now. Anyway, boys basketball on tap. The Irish boys, as I mentioned, on a three-game winning streak. They lost their first game of the new year to Kittitas, 69-29. But since then, they beat Mapton 57-36, won at White Swan, always a challenging place to play, last Saturday by a score of 54-47. Then on the road, and a crazy game against cross-border rival Melton Freewater, Mackay's Pioneers. The Irish won 34-33. They were scored 17 points in the first quarter. The Irish looked like they were going to roll along, scored just 6 points total. Through the second and third quarter, Mackay made a game out of it. The Irish were up 34-30, and then Mackay had a three-pointer with 4 seconds to go, slapped on the full-court press. The Irish promptly threw a full-court pass that hit the rafters and stopped play and gave the Pioneers the ball out of bounds into their own basket with 4 seconds left, and the Irish stopped their final shot and won it 34-33. The Tri-City Prep Jaguars have won 3 of 4 in the new year. They beat Dayton 73-30, beat Mapton 73-42, and their only loss of the year, they lost to Kittitas on this Jaguar court 68-60, giving the Jaguars all they could handle, giving the Coyotes, the defending state champions, all they could handle. That's the closest game the Coyotes have had in 2 years in the EWAC conference, and the Jaguars played well in that one. Then maybe a little bit of a letdown the next night. They traveled over to Richland and hung on to beat Liberty Christian 54-49. They've got a very talented roster. We'll take a closer look at the starting lineups and the roster for the Jaguars and the Irish when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's been 45 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 45 tragic years, over 60 million children dead, their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 21st, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational walk for life from the Father's House to St. Patrick Catholic Church, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at St. Patrick. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life has been a powerful experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for pro-life America. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 21st. Meet at the Father's House at 304 North 2nd Avenue across from Motel 6 at 1:30 p.m. And wear your walking shoes.
There are too many used car dealerships out there making too many claims and selling too many cars. But those used cars come with too many question marks. In fact, it's a pretty big gamble. With Integrity Certified Used Vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, there is no gamble. The only question is, where do I sign? Every Integrity Certified vehicle comes with a 5-year, zero-deductible warranty and a 7-day, no-questions-asked exchange policy. Not every used vehicle can be an Integrity Certified vehicle. At McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, we only stock and sell the finest pre-owned vehicles and never sell a vehicle as is. Every car we sell comes with an Integrity Certified warranty because we stand behind our vehicles. Shop the extensive inventory of Integrity Certified vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla today and find the vehicle that will last a lifetime. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue and McCurleyToyota.com. Integrity in everything we do for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Pasco, Washington, home of the Tri-City Prep Jaguars. Let's take a look at the Jaguar lineup under head coach Mike Connor. His first year in the head of the Jaguar program, longtime head coach Joe Perez, who I always enjoy visiting with and I thought he was a great coach for Tri-City Prep for many years. He was running the score clock in the JV game earlier in the day. They will start Kobe Singleton, a 5'10 sophomore. Singleton, 17 points. First time these teams met, he had 23 against Kittitas in a losing effort and 14 against Liberty Christian. He's a very good ball player. Also starting will be Stephen Geist, a 6'1" senior. He had 21 and 17 against Kittitas and Liberty Christian in back-to-back games last weekend. Logan Mercado is also a good ball player for him, 6'1" sophomore, 7 points and 10 rebounds against Kittitas. So those are their main stat eaters. Also starting is Bubba Valencia, defensive specialist, a 5'5" senior. The Irish tried to sag off him when they played earlier this year. He didn't score in the first quarter, but then he scored. Trying to get the starters written down. There we go. But he scored 8 points the rest of the way. So Singleton, Valencia now announced the starter. Max Nelson, a 5'11 junior, will start. He had 9 when these teams met back in December. Zarek Baker will start. Zarek Baker played very little in the ball game against the Irish in December, the 5'10 junior. So Logan Mercado must be coming off the bench. And Stephen Geist, a 6'1 senior, will start. Big weekend for him last weekend, 21 and 17 points. For the Irish, they will start Juan Montero, 5'9 senior. Connor Leahy, who hit a 3, put the Irish up 34-30 in that Mackay game where they ended up winning by 1. Connor did not play the last time these teams played. He had a deep bruised nose, possibly broken nose. It kept him out of a couple games early in the year. Happened at practice. Matt Baumgart, 6-foot senior, will start. 10 points the last time these teams played. Joe Rodriguez, 5'9 senior, will start. And Fisher Miedema, 6'2 senior, will start. He did not play when these teams met last time. Fisher had 18 against the Pioneers of Mackay on Tuesday. So Fisher, he's hopefully a difference maker inside, a big physical guy. That's a look at the starting lineups for both teams. We'll be right back for the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box, but share, don't be a jerk.
Oh boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Did you know that Grocery Outlet has great everyday prices on farm-fresh eggs and milk? Grocery Outlet carries a variety of eggs, including organic and brown eggs, at great savings. Grocery Outlet has the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Quality products at amazing prices. That's Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and both teams are on the court after the starting lineups, the national anthem, and the prayer. And Fisher Miedema will tip it up against Logan Mercado, who is starting. Derek Baker is not. I had the wrong number circled. And the Jaguars win the tip. Working offensively to my right, I'm here courtside. Coach Nick Hazeltine up off the bench, exhorting his defensive effort for his team. Nelson gets it up to Geist. Geist drives left elbow, kick out to Valencia. Left corner pass to Nelson. Nelson for three, won't go. Long rebound, Mercado chases it down. He powers it up inside and scores it. Logan Mercado scores the basket inside. Montero behind his back finds Miedema wide open underneath and lays it in. They showed a little half-court trap. Wong goes behind the back with the dribble, gets through the trap, and finds Miedema wide open underneath. We're tied at two. Geist on the right wing that drives to the right elbow on Baumgart. Now to Nelson. Nelson goes baseline, cut up, gets it to Mercado. Mercado shot won't go, rebound Baumgart. We're tied at two. The Sales pushes in the front court. The first time these teams met, the Irish are down 16-7 after 8 minutes and never in the game. Rodriguez pass left wing to Leahy. Up top to Baumgart. Nelson right on him. Pass wide open down low with Montero. He lays it in. Juan Montero on the lay-in on the man-to-man offense. Irish up 4-2, both on lay-ins. Now Singleton gets it to Geist, to Valencia. Valencia, baseline drive, cut off, double team. Leans into one off the shot mark. Air ball rebound Montero. Irish with the ball in the lead. Quick left court to Rodriguez. Rodriguez wants to drive. He will scoop to the hoop with the left hand. Won't go. Rebound Valencia. Outlet to Mercado. Now Singleton with it. Singleton on the dribble drive. Cut off. Pass inside. Tip. Mercado's got it. Shot won't go. Rebound, Leahy. Leahy pushes in front court all the way to the basket. Has it knocked away. Ball still loose. Geese and Leahy fighting for it. Leahy gets it. Throws it out front to Montero. Now they'll set up the offense. Hectic play there. The Sales survives a possible turnover. Leahy on the right wing. And now to Baumgart, who wasn't looking, and the ball goes through his hands to Nelson. Matt Baumgart not looking for the pass. Turnover on the Irish. Singleton on the drive. Got a reach and a foul called. Our first foul of the game is going to go against Juan Montero as Singleton on the crossover dribble. It's not a shooting foul. And the Jaguars will inbound the ball on the sideline. Top of the key extended. Irish up early, 4-2, 5:30 to go, first quarter. Lot faster pace to the boys' game. We're on the right wing of this, Nelson, up top to Valencia. Irish playing man-to-man. Singleton steps into a long three. It's off the air, won't go. Rebound, Baumgart. Baumgart pushes it up court to Joel Rodriguez. Rodriguez looking inside, lobs it down low to Miedema, tipped out of bounds by Mercado. Logan Mercado, 6'1 sophomore, good defense. Timeout on the floor. 4-2 DeSales with the ball and the lead. 5:14 to go first quarter. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're about 2 minutes and 46 seconds, not about. We are 2 minutes and 46 seconds into the ballgame. The Irish report card so far, they're competing. They get it down low to Fisher Media on the inbound. Can't hit it, gets his own rebound and puts it in. Fisher powers it up. The Irish are up 6-2. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Singleton deep on the right wing. Right corner to Valencia to Mercado. He drives to the basket, won't go. Rebound Montero, and Montero's fouled as they reach in on him. Valencia called for the reach in. DeSales up early 6-2, 4:53 to go first quarter. Montero will walk it into front court. DeSales been battling illness and injury. Baumgart's missed time from practice with the illnesses. They get in the corner to him. He'll fire the three. It's an air ball, but Montero will run it down. Now to Leahy. Leahy stripped by Valencia, gets it back. Lob inside to Miedema. Miedema goes up strong. He lays it in against Geese. They can't handle the big guy. Fisher Miedema has six. The Irish are up 8-2. Fisher was in street clothes the last time these teams played. Irish up 8-2, 4:17 to go first quarter. Geis cut off on the drive, gives it off to Nelson. Nelson tries the left elbow, fade away from the left elbow, off the iron short, rebound Fisher. Outlet to Montero. The Sales up 8-2 as we near the halfway point of the first quarter. Nice start on the road for DeSales. On the right wing, goes to Rodriguez. Down low for Miedema, slapped away. Leahy gets the loose ball, has it stripped at half court by Valencia. Leahy's back, and he fouls Valencia, and Valencia scores. Doggone it. Connor Leahy had a rough moment there. He got it stolen, and then the other way, he tried to foul the guy who stole it from him, didn't foul him hard enough. He scores it. Leahy fouls him, and that's a bit of a momentum breaker. The Jaguars were down 8-2. Now it's 8-4. Valencia, a chance to complete a three-point play. The good defense, the lay-in, and then fouled by Leahy. Rodriguez and Montero in backcourt against the pressure. Getting front court, Montero to Baumgart. To Miedema, wide open, lays it in. Nick Hazeltine's guys are carving up the pressure of the Jaguars. It's 10-5. Nelson deep on the right wing. Mercado now with it on the low block. Back to Nelson. Gets it to Valencia. Can't find room to shoot. Out top to Singleton. Singleton drives right elbow. Spins it lane. Leaves the shot short off the front rim. Rebound Mercado. He tips it out to Valencia. Bobby Holtzinger's checked in for Leahy a moment ago. Had a chance at that rebound. Mercado. Reverse lay-in in front of around Needham up. Mercado makes it a 10-7 Irish lead. Baumgart trap gets it to Needham. Needham splits the defense, tries to pass it, has it knocked away by Mercado. Fisher went up in the air, tried to pass the ball. Mercado knocked it away from him. Good, intense start to this one. Needham checks out. Jake Wiley comes in as Fisher sits down with 8 points. Strill still trying to work himself into game shape. And there's Montero wide open on the inbound play. He lays it in. Defense definitely an issue for the Jaguars right now. The Irish up 12-7. Singleton drives to the basket. He lays it in. Nice athletic move by Colby Singleton. His first bucket. Irish up 12-9. They continue to show the trap. Montero surveying the defense. Rodriguez in the front court. Cross court pass to Baumgart. To Montero. 15-footer straight away. Won't go. Rebound Nelson. Outlet to Singleton. 2:22 to go. First quarter. Jaguars could tie on a three. Nelson will try it from the left corner and hit it. And we're tied. So the Jaguars have survived the fast start of the Irish and have tied it at 12 after being down 8-2. Download of Holtzinger. Holtzinger give and go cut to Rodriguez. He misses the shot, but he's fouled near the basket. DeSales getting a lot of wide open looks underneath. The foul's on Stephon Geist, his first. And Joel Rodriguez will be at the free throw line to shoot two. We're in the starting of the second half of league play. DeSales has shot very poorly from the free throw line in the first half of the season. They've got to start shooting better. Joel misses the first one. 2 minutes left to go. First quarter, we're tied at 12. Dante Maieri getting set to check in for Joel Rodriguez. Dante, 6-foot freshman. Joel misses both. Rebound tip controlled by Mercado. He's fouled by Jake Wiley. A little bit of a silly foul there by Jake. Tried to reach around Mercado. Mercado's a very solid fundamental ball player. 6'1 sophomore. Blocks out well on the boards. He's got 4 of their 12 points. So Maieri, Montero, Holtzinger, Wiley, and Baumgart on the floor as Coach Hazeltine's going deep into his bench early. He's got a lot of players dealing with illness, and Maieri reaches out and grabs Singleton and fouls him. Got to move the feet. Irish have already picked up 4 fouls. Stephon Geist will inbound directly to my right here at courtside near half court. Get into backcourt to Singleton. He loses it, then it goes right to Valencia. Back to Singleton. The Sales battling the flu bug a big time. Tim Warden is not in uniform tonight. Missed, I think, basically the whole week of school. The Irish have been very shorthanded at practice. I know Fisher Miedema went home sick yesterday. Baumgart's been battling it as well, as has Montero. Pass down low for Mercado, slapped away by Montero, but then it goes off Mercado's shoulder and out of bounds. Good lockdown defense on that play. 1:27 to go in the first quarter, and Coach Hazeltine will get Fisher Miedema back in the ballgame for offensive purposes. Holtzinger sits down. We're tied at 12. Nick Hazeltine coaching his guys hard to my right. Coach Mike Connor, his guys, only 1 loss on the season, find themselves in a tie ball game right now. Swing it to Baumgart. Baumgart open for 3. Said he dumps it down low to Miedema. Miedema can't hit the shot. Gets it back. Misses again. Rebound Nelson, and Wiley walks over the back of Nelson. Jake just can't get out of his own way. He's picked up 2 fouls here in the first quarter. We're tied at 12. Fisher Miedema. First look was a tough one. He caught the pass kind of right underneath the basket, but he got his own rebound, and that putback attempt was a chippy, and he missed it. We're tied at 12. Jaguars can take their first lead of the game on this possession. The Sales jumped on them early. I think it was 8-2 early on. Down low to Stephon Geist. Dribbles it off his foot out to Nelson. Back to Geist. 3 on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Mercado. He goes up over Miedema, shot in and out. Miedema with the rebound. The Irish survived the offensive board. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied at 12. Montero with Singleton on him. Singleton reaches in from behind and fouls him. That's a foul on Singleton. Good ball handling by Juan Montero. And Joel Rodriguez is going to check in for Maieri. Matt Miedema has checked in for when Jake Wiley picked up that second foul. So the meat of my brothers are in there. Matt, the 6'3 sophomore. Fisher listed at 6'2. He's closer to 6'5. And there's a foul out front. It's going to be a moving screen on Matt Miedema. And that's already six fouls on DeSales. Got to get your feet set. So just like that, with 39 seconds to go in the quarter, the Jaguars another chance to take their first lead of the game. Defense by DeSales has been solid. Singleton, bounce pass on the left wing, deep outside to Valencia. Now down low, they dump it into Mercado. Mercado tried to put a move on Miedema. Those shake and bake, and he scores it. Logan Mercado, fadeaway. The 6'1 sophomore off to a nice start. 14-12, Jaguars with their first lead. Long pass, 5. Baumgart goes over Rodriguez's head. Saved by Rodriguez, but then he saves it in bounds. We have a foul on the loose ball, and that's going to be on Matt Miedema. That all started with the errant pass by Baumgart. So in the final 40 seconds of the quarter, DeSales had a chance with the ball. They've now turned it over twice in a row. That's also the 7th foul on DeSales. And that will put Mercado at the free throw line. So after all the hard work early, the Jaguars a chance to grow the lead with 17.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mercado, who has 6 of their 14 first quarter points, front end of the 1-on-1 is off the mark. Rebound by Fisher Miedema. So the Irish survive that. Miedema up court to Juan Montero. Loses it off his foot. Gets it to Miedema. Now in to Leahy, to Rodriguez, 5 on the clock. Rodriguez, cross-court pass to Baumgart. Baumgart over Singleton for 3. It's off the iron, won't go. Very competitive, and that's the theme of this ball game. Compete, compete, compete. DeSales did not do that when they played December 15th in a 59-35 loss. They've competed for the first 8 minutes here on the road on January 19th. It's 14-12, Tri-City Prep. Be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Tri-City Prep, home of the Jaguars in Pasco. The Sales will inbound the ball to start the second quarter. Very competitive first quarter. The Irish down 14-12 after 8 minutes. And these teams met in December. They were down 16-7 after 8 minutes. Now Fisher Miedema travels. He was at the high post, caught the ball at the right elbow, tried to put it on the floor and go to the basket, and started the feet before he got the dribble down. So the Sales starts the second quarter with a turnover. The challenge now is to maintain the momentum of that first quarter. Keep the gas in the tank, on the road. Singleton, a deep three. It's an air ball. Kobe Singleton comes off a screen and fires a deep three air ball. So not officially a turnover, but it's like one. And the Irish will bring it back up court. They extend the trapping defense. Baumgart on the drive, dumps it to Miedema. Miedema lays it in. Fisher Miedema's got 10. The Tri-City Prep team, they spread their defense. Matt Baumgart says thank you, drives down the lane, the easy assist to Miedema. Valencia, Singleton, Geis, Nelson, and Mercado, the starting five for the Jaguars. Rodriguez, Montero, Baumgart, Leahy, and Miedema, the starting five for the Irish. Shot by Geis from the top of the key, won't go. Rebound Rodriguez, outlet Montero. Montero on the hesitation dribble out front, and he gives it off to Rodriguez. Now to Baumgart. Baumgart has to go right through his hands to Valencia. Matt Baumgart is struggling with ball security here in the first half. We're tied at 14, 6:44 to go in the half. Geist with the drive. Cut off, he slips, falls, he travels. So Stefan Geist had 21 and 17 in two games last week, and he has not scored yet in this one. Irish surveying the defense. 6:31 to go in the half. Leahy right corner out of Rodriguez. Pass tipped away and stolen by Singleton. Valencia on the tip. Singleton on the drive. Singleton lays it in. Irish turnover. Nick Hazelton calls a time. Nick Hazelton calls a timeout. Irish turn the ball over. Jaguars lead it 16-14. We'll stay here. It's just a 30-second timeout. Turnovers have been an issue all season long for DeSales. That and free throw shooting. So the lack of focus there. So Nick Hazeltine, good job of coaching, calls a timeout right away. Says, let's settle this thing down. And a couple of them have been on nice steals by the Jaguars, but several of the Irish turnovers have just been on poor ball security, poor decision making. Be patient. Dump it into Fisher Miedema. Fisher's already got 10 of the Irish's 14 points. Irish down two. Rodriguez and Montero survey the pressure, get in front court. High post to Baumgart. Down low to Miedema. No room to shoot. Pass outside to Rodriguez. To Leahy. Move the ball, says Coach Hazeltine. And Leahy stripped by Valencia. Now Singleton with it out front. The Sales turning the ball over. Nelson, right wing to Geist. Geist to Valencia. Swing it over to Singleton. Left wing to Nelson. Nelson fires a three over Montero. Off the back iron. Hits the guy wire. The wire supporting the basket. And a dead ball. Good officiating. And Connor Leahy checks out. And Zach Mahan, the 5'11 ninth grader, checks in for the first time in the ballgame. They show that three-quarter court trap. They get it to Mahan. He fires a three. It's an air ball. It goes right to Miedema, who misses the shot. Fisher just shot it way too hard off the glass. That air ball turned into a nice pass. Singleton trying to go coast to coast. He hits the shot. He's fouled as he splits the defense and scores. And the foul's on Montero, his second. Singleton now with six. The Jaguars have opened up their biggest lead at 18-14. The Irish have now committed eight fouls. Tri-City Prep just three here in the first half. Singleton's free throws off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Baumgart wins the race to the ball. Gets it to Montero. Montero up court to Rodriguez. Pass down low to Miedema, but behind the defense, and he lays it in. Fisher Miedema just ran right down the paint. The Jaguars, I don't know how you can't see him. He's a big fella. Irish down 18-16. In the lane to Mercado. Mercado crossover on Miedema. Can't find room to shoot. Get to Nelson, to Valencia. Swing to Singleton. Singleton fires a three. He hits a three. Singleton has 7 points in this quarter, and their lead is now five for the Jaguars. Baumgart on the drive. Crossover. Can't find room to shoot. He travels. Matt Baumgart is just struggling in this one. Matt is a competitor, which makes him such a good football player. All-state football player. I don't know if I've announced that. Matt's been selected to play in the all-state football game this summer. But in basketball, you got to have a little more finesse. And Matt's struggling. He comes out of the ball game. Dante Maieri checks in. So two freshmen on the floor right now for the Irish. Mahan and Maieri. Nelson swings it over to Valencia. Left corner to Geist. Geist on the drive. He collides with Maieri. And that's Dante's second foul. And the foul's mounting up now. Montero, Matt Miedema, Maieri, and Jake Wiley, all with two fouls each. And Stefan Geist, one of their top scorers, will go to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 4:36 to go, second quarter. DeSales down 21-16. Geist hits the first free throw. Irish have now been outscored 8-4 in the second quarter. 7 of those 8 points by Kobe Singleton, the 5'10 sophomore. And Montero checks out. Rodriguez comes back in. Geese's second free throw is also good. Solid free throw shooter. Irish got to survive this run, take care of the basketball, get the offense going. Connor Leahy reached in by Singleton. Singleton with the steal. Singleton called for the foul. Singleton's second foul. Zach Mahan will inbound it right in front of me on just to the sales side of half court, the sales bench side, not their offensive side to my left. They get inbounds, Rodriguez with it. He's reached in by Geese. Nabbit gets it away to Mahan. Mahan with Nelson on him. Mahan, pressured now, gets it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, one dribble cross court pass to Mahan. Pass down low to Maieri. We've got a whistle and a foul on the entry pass. Foul's going to go on Valencia. So now Tri-City Prep has committed back-to-back fouls. They have five team fouls with 4:12 to go in the first half. The Irish down 23-16. Valencia becomes the first substitute for Tri-City Prep as Landon Amato, a 5'9 sophomore, checks in for Valencia. They get inbounds. Leahy throws it right to Singleton. Singleton the other way. Gets it to Amato, who lays it in. The sales ball security issues. Actually, that was number 24 checked in to Sam Stewart. Connor, it was a nice leap by Singleton, but Connor threw it right to him. Doggone it. Irish down 25-16. Meet him out front. Left wing pass goes to Joel Rodriguez. Joel Rodriguez with Amato on him. Joel still with the dribble. He'll shoot the three. In and out and back in. It rimmed out, hit the backboard, and went in soft. The Irish really needed that. They were down 9. They've cut it to 6, now 25-19. Now on the left wing with his Geese. Geese drives, dumps it to Stewart, who lays it in. Mercado's having a solid game. 6 first quarter points, and then a nice assist there. Check that. That wasn't Mercado. That was Amato. As Leahy dumps it down low to Miedema, turns up strong, shot won't go, rebound Zach Mahan. Mahan trying to find room to shoot, can't do it, gets it out to the foul line to Miedema. Kick to Leahy, Leahy's shot off the mark, won't go. Rebound Dante Maieri, puts the ball on the floor, he's stripped, can't put it on the floor, down low. Pass up court, knocked away by Mahan, loose ball picked up by Leahy as they tried to throw the long pass down to Amato. Pass down low to Miedema, he powers it up, off the mark, won't go. Rebound Maieri. Maieri shot won't go. Rebound, Miedema. His shot won't go. Maieri gets it back and puts it in. DeSales pounding the boards. I love it. Dante's first bucket. The Irish are down 27-21. Very competitive ball game. 2:25 to go in the half. Singleton in front court. Rodriguez pushing him to his right a little bit. Now up top with it is Nelson. Geese drives baseline. Cut off by Maieri. Turns, takes a tough shot, and rolls it in. That's just a nice shot by Stephen Geese. Timeout to sales, 29-21, 2:11 to go in the first half. Be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The Northwest Catholic Men's Conference is the last weekend in February at the Pendleton Convention Center. It's for fathers and sons ages 15 and up. The conference features talks, devotions, fraternity, adoration, plus time for confessions and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Registration details are online at nwcmg.com. That's nwcmg.com. For more information, call St. Mary's Parish at 276-3615. Become the man you were called to be. Attend the Northwest Catholic Men's Conference the last weekend in February.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Nick Hazeltine's guys down 8. They cut it to 6 a moment ago. After the timeout, Jake Wiley's on the floor. He has the ball. Rodriguez, Baumgart, Holtzinger, and Montero on the floor for the Irish. Joel Rodriguez drives in, splits the defense. He hits the deck hard, going for a shot. Mercado and Amato were there. The foul is on Mercado, his first, and that's 6 now on the Jaguars. Joel Rodriguez hit a 3 a moment ago. to stop the bleeding as the Jaguars have developed a 9-point lead, but Joel struggling for the line. He's now missed all three of his attempts. Mercado checks out. And Geese comes back in. Amato, Stewart, couple subs, Nelson, Singleton, and Geese, the starters on the floor. Joel hits the second one. Irish down 7, 29-22. 1:50 to go, first half. Got to finish the half strong, keep competing. Nelson up top to Amato, swing it to Geese. Cross court to Nelson, stolen by Montero. Montero racing the other way. Ball bounces the ball off his leg. Singleton has it. Juan Montero trying to do too much there. Singleton trying to do too much the other way. Passes it ahead to Stewart and out of bounds. So the Irish get a break there. Back to turnovers, trade off by both teams. Irish in front court to get to Baumgart. Goes strong to the basket. He's fouled by Nelson. When DeSales spreads the floor and runs those cutters down low off the screens, it works very well for him. Nelson's first. That's the seventh on the Jaguars. So 1:22 to go in the half. Both teams are over the limit. Free throws on all defensive fouls. Matt Baumgart, who's not scored in the ball game, will shoot two free throws. First one is good. Irish have cut it to a 6-point deficit, 29-23. They led 8-2 early. The Jaguars came back to take a 2-point lead at the end of the quarter and have built on it here in the second. Baumgart hits both free throws. The Sales try to hang in there, down 29-24. 1:19 to go in the first half. Nelson to Amato. Amato dribbles right and hands it off to Singleton. Singleton dribbling right to left. Take the three from the top of the key, won't go. And he's fouled, shooting the three-pointer. Nick Hazeltine said, just get out of his way. And Joel Rodriguez picks the foul, and that'll send Kobe Singleton, the 5'10 sophomore, to the line to shoot three times. He has 7 in this quarter, 9 for the game. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Sophomore's first free throw is good. Stopping the clock with 1:05 to go in the half. Irish down 30-24 now. Fisher Miedema comes to the scorer's table. Second one is good. Singleton's a scorer. He's in double figures with 11. Nelson comes out of the ball game for the Jaguars. And obviously a crowd favorite, Scott Jacobs, a 5'8 junior, checks in. Miedema comes into the ball game, and Singleton hits all three of them. 8-point Jaguar lead, a minute to go in the first half. Nick Hazeltine wants his guys to slow down and get a good set here. Rodriguez gets it to the top of the key to Fisher Miedema. Down low to Wiley. Wiley puts the ball on the floor. He's stripped by Geese. Geese the other way. He'll go up, miss the lane, but he's fouled. You cannot put the ball on the floor in the low post. You got to get it high and shoot it up. Fouls on Jake Wiley, and Jake's had some hard luck. He's committed 3 first-half fouls. Dante Maieri has come to the scorer's table, and the Jaguars are 5 of 6 from the line. Geese misses the first one. 47.9 seconds to go. DeSales trying to keep it in single digits here down the stretch. Down to the end of the first half. Geese's second one is bounces around and drops in. And now Montero will bring it into front court. Left wing pass to Baumgart. Baumgart drives to the top. The key gets it to Maieri. Maieri has his pass knocked away, stolen by Singleton. DeSales just lazy with the basketball here in the first half. To Stewart. Stewart goes up strong, misses the shot. Rebound Baumgart. One shot, says Nick Hazeltine. They get it to Montero. In the court, front court to Maieri. Gets it to Baumgart. So the Irish down 9 will try to play for the last shot, and they're fouled by Geese. Geese fouls Baumgart right at half court with 14.8 seconds to go. And now Matt Baumgart will shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. Leahy's going to check in for Montero. Good substitution there for Coach Hazeltine. Juan Montero with 2 fouls. Don't want him to pick up a cheap third one here. in the final 14.8 seconds. Matt's front end of the one-on-one is in and out. Rebound Geist. Now to Singleton. He checks the clock, pass it court to Stewart behind the defense. Stewart lays it in to Sales. A breakdown defensively. Stewart has 6 points off the bench. Baumgart fires it up from half court at the end of the quarter. And just like that, the Jaguars take an 11-point lead. To Sales gives up the cherry picker after the missed free throw. Well, the Irish trying to hang in here on the road against a team that's lost us one game this year. Irish down 35-24 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ever since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion has been a scourge on our land. Giving voice to the silent, let us pray together, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand, when far away you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me when to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow me. You put your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious and too wonderful to even believe. I can never get lost from your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light all around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and night are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life, before I even began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awake in the morning, you are still thinking of me. Oh, surely you will slay the wicked, Lord. Away, bloodthirsty men, be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? Oh, Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I be grieved with them? Yes, I will hate them, for your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts, point out anything that you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work clothes. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. Very entertaining boys basketball game. When these teams met on December 15th, at this point in the game, it was basically over. The Jaguars on the DeSales floor were up 16-7 after 8 minutes, led 32-17 at the half. DeSales jumps out early, up 8-2. to the Jaguars' credit. They settle down, get the offense going, and actually outscore the Irish 14-12 in the first quarter. The Sales has had issues with ball security all game long, and then the Jaguars do their best to blow the Irish out of the gym in the second quarter. Tri-City Prep puts up 21 points in the second quarter. The Sales scores just 12. The Irish trail by 11 at the half. Well, the DeSales girls are dealing with probably the most adversity I've seen the girls program have to deal with between illness, injuries, and discipline challenges. The Irish girls are really struggling. They've lost five of their last six ball games, and they lose 70-26 to Tri-City Prep's girls tonight. But it was a very competitive game. It was a 10-point game midway through the third quarter. Coach Duncan at some point realized that they weren't going to win the ball game and chose to go into his bench. And for whatever reason, Joe Mackey of Tri-City Prep chose not to. He left his starting group in the ball game. They scored 30 points in the fourth quarter, and a very poor display of sportsmanship, probably the worst I've ever seen in all my years of broadcasting and coaching. And it ended up being 70-26. But very graciously, Coach Duncan has hung around. We'll visit with him when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
The Northwest Catholic Men's Conference is the last weekend in February at the Pendleton Convention Center. It's for fathers and sons ages 15 and up. The conference features talks, devotions, fraternity, adoration, plus time for confessions and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Registration details are online at nwcmg.com. That's nwcmg.com. For more information, call St. Mary's Parish at 276-3615. Become the man you were called to be. Attend the Northwest Catholic Men's Conference the last weekend in February.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. Halftime just about over. The Irish down 35-24. With me, very graciously, Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. obviously, you're facing a lot, Coach, right now in a lot of areas. Tough loss tonight. I know you always try to find some positives. So a positive from tonight. And what do you tell your girls to get ready for tomorrow night?
Well, you know, I thought our kids worked hard. I thought they competed hard. I thought they did everything they could possibly do to keep ourselves in the game, you know.
And midway through the third quarter, we were in
it. Right, and you know what? Sure, we could have shot a little bit better, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Tomorrow, you know, we're playing a team that I think we can compete with, and hopefully we got enough left to compete with them, and we'll see what happens.
Liberty Christian, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, tip-off. Every game's a big game in the second half of league play. Dairy Queen player of the game tonight?
Lucius Scarab.
I totally agree. That little freshman hustled all over the place. Absolutely. I think some of our teammates forgot how short she was.
Well, and you know what? The nice thing is now we found somebody that can shoot technical foul shots.
That's right. She was
four for four
from the free throw line. That's a way to find the silver lining,
there's
Coach.
The silver lining.
All right. Well, Coach Duncan, always very gracious. Win, lose, or draw coming to visit with us. And the Irish boys down 11 at the half. And Tri-City Prep will start the second half with the basketball. Singleton, Nelson, Valencia, Mercado, and Geist on the floor for the Jaguars. Working to my left in front of their coach's bench. The Irish have Rodriguez, Montero, Leahy, Miedema, and Baumgart on the floor. DeSales got to get the turnovers under control. And those led to a lot of offense in that second quarter for the Jaguars. Singleton leads all scorers with 12. No, he doesn't. Fisher Miedema also has 12. Nelson fires a three. He hits it. Max Nelson's got six. So the Jaguars now have opened up a 14-point advantage as they score on their first possession of the third quarter. Rodriguez drives in the lane, dumps it down low to Baumgart. Baumgart turns, powers it up, scores. He's fouled. The Sales has done a good job of breaking down the defense of the Jaguars. Just got to take care of the ball out front better. That foul is on Singleton, and that's three on Kobe Singleton. As the Irish committed 11 first-half fouls, the Jaguars committed eight. Baumgart completes a three-point play. So each team gets a three-point play. Nelson from beyond the arc. Baumgart in the paint. Irish down 38-27. Passing the right wing to Nelson. Up top between the circles to Valencia. Leahy on him. Left wing pass goes to Singleton. Singleton with Rodriguez on him. We'll get the individual scores to you at the next timeout break. Down low to Mercado. Kick out to Singleton. Three on the way over Rodriguez. He's got it. Kobe Singleton's got 15. He's heated up. He only had two in the first half. He had 10 in the second quarter and hits a three here on his first touch of the third quarter. 41-27 Jaguars. Up top it goes to Montero. Montero on the drive. Dumps it for Miedema. Slapped away from behind by Geist and out of bounds. No secret as to plan A for the Irish. They want to dump it down low to the big guy, Fisher Miedema. Baumgart will try to lob it into Miedema. They've got him bottled up. They pass it in the corner instead to Montero. Juan now will dribble it out between the circles, set the offense. Now to Miedema deep on the left wing. Pass on the wing, knocked away by Mercado. Now to Baumgart. Baumgart on the right wing with it. 3-2 on the shot clock. Baumgart elevates the three from the top of the key out there. Won't go. Rebound Rodriguez. Outlet to Montero. The Irish will reset. There's a reach-in foul on Geist. Irish out hustling the Jaguars to the loose ball. Coach Mike Connor, not nearly as pleased with his Jaguars here on the home court as he was December 15th when his team was all over the Irish from the opening tip. And there's Rodriguez on the drive. He pushes off and fouls Valencia. Offensive foul on Joel Rodriguez. 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Irish down 14. Valencia and Rodriguez, a lot of contact. They decide to call it on Rodriguez on the offensive foul. Singleton, bounce pass down low to Mercado. Up hop to Valencia. Valencia to Singleton. Way outside on the right wing. Now Nelson deep on the right wing. Down low to Mercado. They'll split the post play. Instead, they go to Valencia. Driving down the lane. Can't hit the shot. Rebound at Leahy. Outlet to Montero. Irish want to run the floor. Jaguars hustle back defensively. Now Juan will set it up. Pass right wing to Leahy. Leahy dribbling. Picks up his dribble. And he traveled. Connor Leahy having a rough night with the turnovers. Nelson got physical with him. He tried to pick up his dribble, drug the fifth foot. Jake Wiley's going to check in. Jake, three first half fouls. Leahy sits down. Connor's had a tough night. Sits down with no points and several ball security issue plays. 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Irish down 41-27. Valencia, pass to the high post to Mercado. Down low to Geese. Stepping over Baumgart. Won't go. Long rebound tipped out to Mercado. Geese kept it alive. Now Singleton has it. Rodriguez on him. Singleton, a little shake and bake. A lot of dribbling. Now he passes off to Nelson. Over to Valencia. To Mercado on the baseline. Double pump. Gets himself in the air. Kick out to Valencia. Valencia on the drive. Dump it to Mercado. He lays it in. Nice job by Valencia. Nice assist. Mercado with the lay-in, and the Jaguars have opened up a 16-point lead. Baumgart takes a tough fadeaway shot on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Mercado. That was a tough shot to take. Not in the set of the offense. Singleton drives to the basket and lays it in. Irish in a little trouble here. The Jaguars have outscored them 10-3. Nick Hazeltine says timeout. The Jaguars have opened up an 18-point lead. 4:53 to go, third quarter. 45-27, Tri-City Prep on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Jaguars, 11-1 coming into the ballgame, the number two team in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference. Their only loss to the defending state champions, the Kittitas Coyotes. And the Irish challenged them early, up 8-2, but the Jaguars are turning it on in the third quarter. They've outscored the Irish 10-3. Kobe Singleton leads all scorers now with 17 points. 8 points for Logan Mercado. The Irish are led by the 12 points of Fisher Miedema, but Fisher hasn't scored in the second half. And no other player for the Irish has more than five. Baumgart has five. Montero has four. Rodriguez has four. The Irish got to get some offense going. Here's see how they do after the timeout. Baumgart gets a screen from Miedema out front. Now he passes off to Wiley. Pass right wing to Montero. Montero with two. Miedema has it knocked away by Mercado. Stolen back by Montero. He has it knocked away by Mercado. Head to Geese. To Geese lays it in. Tell you what, Mercado is a hustler. I like the way he plays. Now the wild pass the other way. Wiley saves it to Montero. Mercado runs into him, but you got to take that foul. That's a hustling foul. Logan Mercado, 6'1 sophomore. He's my favorite out there for the Jaguars right now, all game long. I like the way he plays. 4:22 to go in the first third quarter. Irish now find themselves down 20 points. They scored on a three-pointer the hard way on the first possession of the game, third quarter, and haven't scored since. Now they have a offensive foul on the Irish. Fisher Miedema, moving screen, trying to free up Baumgart out front. Matt Miedema comes in for Fisher. So the Irish now find themselves in trouble here on the road. Wiley on the wing knocks it away from Valencia. Then it goes off Valencia out of bounds. Stewart set to check in. Bobby Holtzinger throws it into Juan Montero. Matt Miedema, Holtzinger, Wiley, Baumgart. Wiley throws a pass to Miedema, a tough pass. Holtzinger tries to save it. He throws it off of Valencia, but misses him, and it goes out of bounds. Another DeSales turnover. The turnover is really mounting up for the Irish. That's really the big difference in the game. Both teams playing hard. Both teams efficient when they run their offense. But DeSales just turning the ball over. The on-ball defense of the Jaguars has been too much for the Irish to handle. Singleton on the right wing up top between the circles to Valencia, to Geese, now to Nelson. Now you got a whistle and an offensive foul the other way, the moving screen. So the officials doing a really good job. They're very consistent. That's Valencia's third. Is that on Valencia? It's his second foul. Oh. Okay. 3:38 to go. And now we've got a, they put the ball in bounds, but then they allowed a substitute. So Amato comes in for Valencia, so they'll go do-over. Baumgart gets it to Montero, and now Juan will bring it into front court. Pass right wing to Dante Maieri, who's checked in. Up top to Baumgart. Baumgart jump stop in the lane. Shot blocked by Nelson. Nelson to Stewart. Stewart back to Nelson. A lot of contact, no call there. Amato up top, it goes to Singleton. Between the legs with the dribble, Montero cuts him off, though. Gets it to Amato on the right wing. Now cross court to Nelson. Nobody open inside, back to Singleton on the left wing. Drives baseline, pass inside, tipped away, stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the run, Amato's back. Holtzinger gets to the right, puts it up, won't go, but he's fouled. Bobby Holtzinger, nice job, picked up the loose ball, went hard coast to coast, and the foul was on Amato. 15 foul on the Jaguars, and Bobby will shoot two at the free throw line, looking for his first points of the game. DeSale just one field goal in this third quarter. Matt Baumgart hit it on a three-point play the hard way on their first possession of the second half, and the Irish haven't scored since. Bobby hits the first free throw. Baumgart comes out of the game. Connor Leahy checks in. Bobby hits them both. Bobby's first 2 points of the game. Irish trying to stop the bleeding. Now Montero with the steal. He steals it away from Singleton and then throws it off the Stewart out of bounds. Juan Montero, nice defense. Now the Irish will inbound under their own basket. Holtzinger to inbound it. Leahy, Matt Miedema, Maieri. On the floor, they got top to Maieri. Left corner to Montero. Singleton on him. Juan will bring it out to front court. Now get it to Holtzinger. Pass down low to Maieri. Maieri has it knocked out of bounds. Shot clock at 26. 2:49 to go. Third quarter. Irish down by 18 points. Just try to stay within reach of the Jaguars. Holtzinger can't find anybody open inside. Pass up top to Maieri. Good defense by the Jaguars. Now Leahy with it. Will swing it left wing to Montero. High post, top of the key pass to Montero. Pass inside, to Miedema. Pass inside, stolen. Irish try to force it in there. The Jaguars have really clamped down with the defense since that first quarter. And Singleton on the drive. He's pushed and fouled by Montero. Juan picks up his third, and that will send Singleton to the line. Singleton, the leading scorer in the game. The 5'10 sophomore has 17 points. He's 3-for-3 from the line. That was in the second quarter when he was fouled shooting a three-pointer. He hits the first free throw. Left-handed free throw is good. 19-point lead for the Jaguars. Second one is also good. Kobe Singleton, after only having 2 points in the first quarter, he has done a nice job since then. 19 total points now for the sophomore. 49-29 Jaguars. Up top to Holtzinger, Geist on him. Now to Leahy up high. Pass down low, right to Nelson. The Sales telegraphing their passes. Coach Mike Connor got the defense against that man-to-man set straightened out at halftime, and the Jaguars all over him. Geist, I'm not sure what he was doing, if he was drilling behind his back or throwing it behind his back, but it was loose. But Amato got it to Geist. Now to Singleton as they'll reset. Montero on Singleton. Now to Geist. Geist on the drive, gets himself in the air. Pass off to Amato. Amato trapped on the baseline, gets it to Singleton. Singleton drives, puts it up off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tip, out of bounds. Last touch by. No signal yet. They've got a bunch of substitutes. That's going to be Tri-City Prep ball. So Rodriguez, Matt Miedema, Montero, Maieri, and Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish right now. To get it up top to Valencia, who's checked in. Dumps it down low to Stewart. Goes up strong. Shot blocked out of there by Montero. Montero with the blocked shot goes the other way. Cut off in the corner. Passes over. Holtzinger's head into backcourt. Nelson's going to chase it down. The Irish turn it over. They get it to Amato. Swing it to Valencia. Valencia up top to Geist. Geist will back it out. Now right wing to Amato. Now over to Nelson. Up top between the circles to Valencia. Valencia gets it to Geist. Geist to Nelson deep on the right wing. Up top to Amato. Amato to Geist. A minute to go, third quarter. The Jaguars have opened up a 20-point lead. Geist pass inside, tipped away by Needham. It goes right back to Geese. He fires a three. It won't go. Stewart trying to keep the rebound alive. It goes out of bounds. I like the way Stewart hustles as well. Both of these teams, well, the Jaguars are very young. Bubba Valencia and Stephen Geese, the only seniors on the roster. They've got it rolling here in Tri-City Prep. Their football team won the league. They're in second place in basketball. They got a lot of young, talented players. Looks like they've got a pretty good weightlifting program going on at their school, too. I know they do. Right in their curriculum. Holtzinger, long shot, won't go. Rebound. Tip controlled by the Jaguars. Now Singleton with it. Brings it into front court. Pass right corner to Geese. Up top it goes to Nelson. Nelson, pass over to Amato. Amato to Singleton. Back up top between the circles to Geese. Right wing to Nelson. Nelson. Back to Singleton. Singleton on the drive, right side, goes by Fisher Meadham and leaves it short, rebound tipped, had a bounce, Singleton with a smile on his face, it came right to him. The bad news for him, though, is he was out of bounds. 10 seconds to go, third quarter, a quarter where the Irish have made just one field goal. Matt Baumgart, inside three-point play on their first possession of the third quarter, and that's been the only field goal of the second half for the Irish. Montero drives the length of the court, won't go, rebound, Meadham, he scores it to beat the buzzer. So the Sales scores on their first possession. They had a field goal on their last possession, but no field goals in between, and they are down 18 with 8 minutes to go. They got to find a way to compete for the final 8 minutes. Here from Tri-City Prep, down 49-31 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hey, you guys, I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Montero on the drive to start the fourth quarter. Gets it down low to meet him. Valencia slaps it away. And Nelson comes up with the loose ball. He threw it right at his shins. Now Montero on Singleton. Singleton drives, has his shot blocked by Miedema. Now to Montero, up court it goes to Holtzinger. Pass the corner to Rodriguez, three on the way, and it's short. Hits right in the crotch of the rim. Now the player's trying to knock the ball out. It's in their heart. Singleton will get up there. Those other guys loosened it up for him. Fisher went for it first. He missed it altogether. Then Amato hit it, but it wouldn't come out. It was wedged in there pretty tight. Jump ball is the situation. It's a Jaguar basketball. And now Tri-City Prep will bring it into front court. Ball got stuck in the crotch of the rim on that three-point attempt by Rodriguez. Nelson to Valencia, the corner to Geese, down low to Amato. Mercado has slapped away by Baumgart. Ball's loose. Valencia's got it to Singleton. Singleton to Geese. We got a whistle and a reach-in foul before the shot. That's the fifth foul in the Irish, so Jaguars will not shoot free throws, but they will get a fresh shot clock. Fouls on Matt Baumgart, his first. Each team with 5 second-half fouls. 7:08 to go in the ballgame. You just got to compete throughout this eight-minute session and see if you can get yourself in position to be in it at the end. The Jaguars trying to put him away, though. Singleton on the inbound catches it in the left corner and hits a three. He's got 22 points now. That's a 21-point lead. We've got a whistle and an offensive foul as Bobby Holtzinger, the moving screen out front. The officials have been very consistent with that call. 6:51 to go. You got to have your feet set. 52-31, Jaguars with the ball in the lead. Now to Valencia. Rodriguez on Valencia. Valencia, a little rocker step, hands it off to Nelson now. I got a whistle, and that's going to be a moving screen on Valencia. As Valencia handed the ball off to Nelson and then just collided with Baumgart. So the officials earning their money tonight. Each team now with 6 fouls. They called 19 fouls between the two teams in the first half. We have a timeout on the floor. 6:38 to go in the ballgame. Irishtown 52-31 with the ball. And we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it like
that. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales boys, after 12 in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter, have just 2 field goals in the second half, and they've had scoring droughts. Mackay on Tuesday, the Irish scored 17 first quarter points and made just 2 baskets, one in the second, one in the third, and then they came back and scored 11 in the fourth. So just 7 points in that third quarter. They've got to find a way to get some offense going here. Have not scored here in the final quarter. 6:30 to go in the ballgame. They lob it inside for Miedema. Knocked away by Mercado. Valencia's got it ahead to Singleton. The Sales leaving no doubt what they were trying to do there. Singleton on the drive. And, boy, Montero fouled Singleton. No call. They really missed that one. Pushed him right in the back. They get it to Singleton in the corner. He hits the shot. Nice three-pointer by Singleton. He's got 25, and it's a 24-point lead. The wheels have come off here offensively in the second half for the Irish. Baumgart on the drive. Goes up strong off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Tipped by Geist, and it goes off Miedema and out of bounds. 5:48 to go. Fisher Meadham is going to check out. Jake Wiley comes in the ballgame. The Irish guys are definitely headed in the right direction, but the Jaguars are legit. They answered the early run of the Irish, and they've been all Tri-City Prep from the second quarter on. They put 21 points up in the second quarter. And there's a knockaway and a steal. Baumgart the other way goes up over Nelson and lays it in. Irish get a bucket with some defense. 55-33, Tri-City Prep. Singleton picks up his dribble at half court. Just across the tunnel, gets to Valencia. Valencia with the ball in the right wing. Pass to Geist. Geist has it slapped away by Baumgart. Loose ball picked up by Rodriguez. Rodriguez at half court, triple team. Somebody's got to be open. Holtzinger swinging in the right corner for 3. Off the mark, won't go by Baumgart. Rebound Geist. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Run our stuff, says Coach Mike Connor. Jaguars freelancing the last couple times down. It's working. Singleton with 25 points. Now he gets it to Amato. Amato holds the ball outside the arc on the left side. Coach Connor is coaching him up. Shot clock down to 10. Now top to Valencia. Swing it to Singleton. Pretty good crowd on hand. I haven't talked about that. I'd say the gym's about 80% full across the way. Not so far. And Geist hits a 3 to beat the buzzer for 10 points. Tri-City Prep did what their coach said. They ran their stuff. They ran the shot clock all the way down. Hit a 3 at the shot clock buzzer. Outclassing the Irish right now. Pass inside again for Wiley. Knocked away. Ball's loose. And Rodriguez has it. Pass to Baumgart. Off his hand but right to Montero. Montero fires a 3 off the iron. Won't go. And then Singleton saves the loose ball in the corner that stepped on the line. It's getting a little ugly. A little bit of pushing going on. 4 minutes left in the ballgame. 25-point lead for the Jaguars. Zach Mann, Connor Leahy, Jake Wiley have checked in. Baumgart and Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish. Jaguars with their starting five out there. Up top it goes to Baumgart. Three on the way, won't go. Long, strong rebound by Singleton. Singleton gets it to Nelson. Nelson to Singleton to Geist. Geist to Singleton to Valencia. Coach Connor, these guys are working the clock. Ball tipped away by Holtzinger. Then Geist gets it, and then he dribbled it in the backcourt. So what happened there, if Geist would have just let it go, he could have grabbed it in backcourt, but he touched it in frontcourt and then took it into backcourt. So the Irish still playing hard on defense no matter who's out there, forced the turnover. Nick Hazeltine really working all his guys into the ball game here in the final 3 minutes. Matt Meadham with the ball out front. Swinging left wing to Leahy. Leahy shoots a three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Nelson. Nelson to Singleton. 3:16 to go, 25-point Jaguar lead. Singleton on the drive, goes up strong, won't go. Amato fights for the rebound, but it's taken away by Leahy. Leahy pass out front to Mahan. Mahan with Geist on him. Mahan picks up his dribble. Pass cross court, stolen by Singleton. Singleton on Holtzinger, shot won't go, rebound Geist. Geist put back won't go, but he's fouled. 2:52 to go in the ball game. That will stop the clock. The Jaguars up 58-33. Fell on Leahy, his second. And Geist will be at the free throw line. Well, this game definitely has a different feel to it from the December ball game, the 59-35 Jaguar win, where I felt the Irish really were outplayed right from the opening whistle. This game, a much different feel. The result's going to be about the same, though. It's 59-33 right now. As Geist hits the first free throw. Second one is up and off the mark. Rebound, Matt Miedema. Lose it and can't save it. The sales just not as fundamentally sound right now. Not as strong physically as this Jaguar bunch. Amato has checked in. As Singleton has come out for the Jaguars. They're getting bounced to Valencia. His shot won't go. Rebound Leahy to Maieri. Now ahead to Mahan. Mahan into front court to Miedema. Excuse me, that's Matt Miedema. Now Mahan with the ball. 2.5 minutes to go. Irish down 59-33. Jaguars have hit 5 second half threes to really open it up. Three here in the fourth quarter. To blow it open. Holtzinger drives the basket. He and Geist hit hard. And that's going to be a foul on Geist. That's four on him. And each team is over the limit. So Bobby Holtzinger will go to the free throw line. Bobby's 2 for 2 at the line. Irish has 3 field goals in the second half. They scored on their initial possession of the third quarter, scored on their last possession of the third quarter. And a Matt Baumgart driving lane here in the fourth quarter, their only field goal this stanza. Bobby hits the first free throw. Bobby's now 3 for 3 from the line. And Bobby hits them both. Nice job by Holtzinger. 59-35. And Landon Amato now will hand it to Nelson. Stewart's also in the game, as is Jacobs. Coach Connor getting his reserves into the ball game. Nelson with Holtzinger on him. Nelson spins in the lane, cut out, kick in the corner to Amato. Three on the way, it's short. Rebound, Nelson. Nelson will dribble it out top, and they'll reset. Coach Connor doing a good job of slowing his guys down and running their stuff. We got a timeout by Coach Connor. 1:40 to go in the ballgame. 59-35 Jaguars. We'll have the ball and the lead. He called that timeout. We're going to just go ahead and keep it here. He wanted to get Zarek Baker into the ballgame. So the Jaguars just responded nicely, and they're just the better team flat out. The Irish guys will continue to try to get healthy. continue to work harder down the stretch here in the second half of Eastern Washington Athletic Conference play. Marist boys will have to regroup in a hurry as the third place team in the league, Liberty Christian, comes to the Irish Gymnasium tomorrow. Girls will tip off 5 o'clock, followed by the boys at 6:30. I forgot to mention all night long that the Lady Irish are actually sponsoring a free basketball camp tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. JV girls, varsity girls for the sales, sponsoring the camp. Starts at 9 a.m. for all girls in grades 3 through 8. It's a free event. Come down to the DeSales gym with your young ladies in grades 3 through 8 for the free event, the Lady Irish program. Coach Duncan and his players will teach you some basketball skills, have some fun, eat some pizza. Be a great time. That starts at 9 in the morning. As I talk away, the Irish have gotten the ball back from the Jaguars. They sling it to Mahan. Mahan fires a three. And Zach hits a three with a minute to go. 59-38, our score. Holtzinger working on Nelson. Nick Hazeltine coaching his guys hard. Defensively, there's a Stewart to Amato. Amato's shot won't go, and then Stewart crashes the boards hard, and he picks up the foul. And we'll go the other way and shoot free throws with 47.8 seconds to go. The Sales boys will see their three-game win streak stop. They've had won 4 of 5 here in the new year. Their record will fall to 4-4 in the conference, back to 6-7 for the season. Dante Maieri is the beneficiary of the foul. He hits the front end of the 1-on-1. Dante's got 3 points. The Jaguars will move to 12-1. They're at White Swan tomorrow. Dante hits both free throws. Into front court, Nelson gets it on the right wing to Baker. Baker has it knocked away by Matt Miedema. Now Amato picks it up back court, back to Baker. Cross court pass goes to Nelson. Nelson behind the back with the dribble. Now passes out top to Amato. Final 27 seconds of the ball game. Matt Miedema slapped away from Baker. Loose ball picked up by Nelson. Good health sold by Matt Miedema. Nice job by both coaches. This has not turned into garbage time. Jacobs fires a three. It won't go. Leahy with the rebound. Both teams hustling, trying to execute. There's a high pass and a collision. Mahan's got it. He'll fire the three with 6 seconds. Won't go. Rebound, Maieri. Dante puts it in. Getting a little sloppy there. So the Irish score the last 4 points. The Jaguars defend their home court with a nice 59-42 win. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's resolution time. Let Grocery Outlet help you stay on track with solutions for healthier living while making your dollars go farther. Like protein bars, powders, and drinks for pre- and post-workout, plus whey protein, detox powders, and more, all at unbelievable prices. Shop Grocery Outlet for variety and savings.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market. 910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back at Tri-City Prep High School here in Pasco. The Irish boys lose at 59-42. They lost 59-35 when these teams played on December 15th. But that game, as I've mentioned several times, the Jaguars jumped on the Irish on the DeSales home floor, 16-7 after one quarter, and the Irish never really got in it, and the Irish are blown out of their own gymnasium and just didn't compete at the same level the Jaguars were. Tonight, I think it was a much different story. DeSales actually led 8-2 early in the ball game, but turnovers were an issue and allowed Tri-City Prep to rally at the end of the first quarter and take a 14-12 lead. Then Tri-City Prep really turned on the offense. A lot of their points coming off of DeSales turnovers. They outscore the Irish 21-12 in the second quarter, but the Irish are still within 11 at halftime. And then Kobe Singleton started the third quarter with a three. Matt Baumgart worked inside, scored a bucket, got fouled, and completed the free throw for his three-point play. And the Irish looked like they were going to compete. And then DeSales would not make another field goal until the final possession of the third quarter. The Jaguars outscored the Irish 14-7 in the third to go up by 18. Then they opened up the fourth quarter with three three-point field goals, two by Kobe Singleton. And the Irish were never in it after that. They do outscore the Jaguars 11-10. As Coach Mike Connor for Tri-City Prep Boys did a nice job slowing down his offense, executing with his starters and getting his starters out and letting his reserves play the last several minutes of the ball game. So the Irish fall to 4-4 in the conference, 6-7 overall. They will play Liberty Christian, who hosted White Swan tonight. Liberty Christian, it's 6-2 coming into the weekend's play. So the Irish are in fourth place right now. Irish girls will tip off at 5, followed by the boys. The Jaguars go to 7-1 in the conference, 12-1 overall. A very solid team. Their only loss to Kittitas, the defending state champions. The Jaguars ranked number 8 in the RPI state RPI rankings. So a top 10 team in the state at the 2B level, and they showed it tonight with a 59-42 win over the Irish. We'll have the individual totals added up and share those with you when we come back to wrap up this broadcast on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This marks our 67th year in Walla Walla. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. What does that mean to you? It means we've lasted because we've treated you, our customers, in a fair and honest and consistent manner for 67 long years. We offer great Buicks and GMCs, new and used cars, service parts, and a body shop, all designed to keep you coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The individual totals for this ball game: Tri-City Prep scored 59 points, same amount of points they scored on December 15th when these teams met in Walla Walla. Coach Connor got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game. 7 of them scored. 3 points for Bubba Valencia, 6 points for Max Nelson, 6 for Sam Stewart, 8 for Logan Mercado. Really like the way he hustles, the 6'1 sophomore. 11 points for Stephen Geist. The Irish did a decent job on that player. He had 21-17 in 2 games last weekend. But they had a hard time with Kobe Singleton, the 5'10 sophomore. DeSales held him to 2 points in the first quarter, but he ends up scoring 10 in the second quarter, including 3 for 3 from the line, fouled while shooting a 3-pointer. He scores 7 more in the third. He hits a couple more threes in the fourth quarter. Kobe Singleton, 25 points for the 5'10 sophomore point guard for the Jaguars. Very good ball player. For the Irish, Coach Nick Hazeltine ran a lot of players through the lineup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different players saw action. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them scored. Unfortunately, other than Fisher Miedema, nobody in double figures. Irish got to find more offense somehow. Zach Mahan hit a 3 in the fourth quarter, the 5'11 freshman, 3 points. 4 points for Juan Montero, 4 for Joel Rodriguez, 6 for Dante Maieri, 7 for Matt Baumgart, and 14 for Fisher Miedema. Fisher had 12 in the first half, but the Tri-City Prep defense shut him down the second half. His only bucket of the second half, a rebound putback to beat the buzzer at the end of the third quarter. So the Irish boys shoot 10 of 14 from the line, their best effort of the season. And Tri-City Prep also shot 10 of 14 from the line. Irish committed 19 fouls. The Jaguars committed 16 fouls. So a tough night. I thought a competitive game in the boys' contest, won by the better team. I thought a very, very shorthanded Lady Irish team was beaten on the scoreboard, but a classless showing down the stretch by the coaching staff of Tri-City Prep. Head coach Joe Mackey left his starters in and put up 30 points on the Lady Irish in the fourth quarter when Tim Duncan had put his subs in. And there's just no excuse for that. No how, no way. But got to stay humble, live to play another day. The Lady Irish got to regroup. They're in sixth place, which is the final postseason berth. The seventh place team in the conference, Liberty Christian, who tonight is hosting White Swan. And so Liberty Christian game, a really big one for the girls and the boys as well. Girls will tip off at 5, followed by the boys after that. And I didn't announce this as much as I should have. Please pass the word. The Lady Irish program is sponsoring a free girls basketball mini camp and pizza party tomorrow at DeSales. Starts at 9 a.m., goes till noon. It's for grades 3 through 8, a free event. Learn some basketball skills and have some pizza, have some fun. With that, Dairy Queen player of the game, Coach Duncan on the girls' side, gave it to Lucia Scarup, 5'3 freshman. He said he found his technical foul free throw shooter. The freshman was 4-for-4 from the line in the ball game. So she is our Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side. On the boys' side, you know, I'm going to go with Fisher Miedema. 14 points, 8 in the first quarter when the Irish had their early bright spot. So Fisher Miedema, our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. Thank you for listening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And as always, a great job back at the studio by Mark Lesmeister. And with that, this is Mike Spees saying enjoy your weekend. And until tomorrow, with a 5 o'clock tip-off for the girls' game at DeSales, this will send you back to the studios to 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.